Unencrypted Bits, tech news in under 5 minutes. Let's go. This Week in Crypto, brought to you by Luno.com. Bitcoin can't catch a break. The leading cryptocurrency enjoyed some early gains this week, but slipped sharply with a hard $20,000 rejection as the dollar gained strength and the Bank of England tried to shore up debt amid the wealth tax slashing mini budget. Markets are still jittering after aggressive action from the Federal Reserve, and risk assets will face further pain to close out September. Despite this, BTC still manages to outperform other major asset classes in a flat September. Ripple was the early top performer this week, but XRP was overshadowed by a wild quant surge. The crypto market's longest streak of fearfulness in history continues. Today marks day 178 in the fearful territory, as shown by the Fear and Greed Index. In addition, social media sentiment indicates that market participants rarely have been this bearish, even during this bear market. Historically, in financial markets, being greedy when others are fearful has been a good strategy, but it's important to be aware that the fearful market sentiment can't last much longer. Most public Bitcoin miners have lost money in their lifetime. What's most interesting is that these enormous accumulative deficits come after super profitable 2021 gain, where the miners had the chance to rake in enormous cash. But the bull market's peak in November, a miner using energy-efficient machine could generate Bitcoin worth $544 per megawatt hour while buying a megawatt hour for about $40. Bitcoin will reduce its mining difficulty 2.1%. A highly welcomed reduction by the Bitcoin miners who have seen their revenues plummet lately. Bitcoin mining revenues also continue falling and are now only $17.2 million per day. Elsewhere in the tech sphere, Amazon unveiled the Kindle Scribe. It's an e-ink tablet with a stylus. E-ink monsters, rejoice. Echo speakers are now being integrated into the Eero Mesh Wi-Fi systems as network nodes. And the Ring Spotlight Cam Pro comes with a multitude of enhancements and a solar option. Intel took the wraps off its 13th gen Raptor Lake processor family, but the big news is Intel Unison. It's a cross-collaboration tool that pairs to both Android and iOS devices, and it will be compatible with certain 12th gen Evo laptops. Multi-party messaging on iPhones is still missing, though. Talking about Apple, the company is going to offer Stage Manager to certain non-M1 powered iPads in the yet-to-be-released iPadOS 16. This is quite an about-turn for the company.